The Gospel reading is from Mark chapter 9, verses 38 through 50. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him, because he is not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon after to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell. The unquenchable fire, and if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched, for everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. What up, ELC? How y'all feeling? Alright, so we have this thing in Detroit where we say what up, though, and you say what up, though, right? What up, though?
What up,
though? Welcome to Detroit. I am Natasha T. Miller, and I perform poems. This is how spoken word works. If you like anything that I'm saying, feel free to snap, clap, make noise, throw things at the stage, just don't hit me. And even if you don't like anything that I'm saying, feel free to pretend like you like what I'm saying, because it gets awkward if you don't. So I'm going to do a poem, hopefully welcoming you to my city. After finding out where I was from, a woman on the train in Boston smiles and tells me not to worry. She hears that in the next 5 to 10 years, Detroit is going to be the Midwestern New York. I, in turn, worry. For obvious reasons, the rats in New York are tall enough to drive taxis, and the people in New York are all seemingly allergic to saying, "Excuse me," those are problems I don't want. Today, 3 years later, I pick up a paper, and the headline reads, "Welcome to the New Detroit." And I'm quickly reminded of something my grandmother once said. You can sell a house 100 times, but the walls will still tell stories of the first family that owned it. See, you can't throw soil on top of the land of living people and try to convince the outside world that their home was graveyard. And try to convince the outside world that their home was graveyard before it began to blossom bike lanes and fine dining. This is not a city attempting to transition into another city. It's just Detroit. It's churches and old buildings that lean like drunk lovers but still open every Sunday for worshipers, Coney Island hot dogs, and bagel pop on the days when you want to feel like you are the only one to hold a secret. It's what up, though, and water shut offs. It's a woman planting flowers in potholes. It's a line straight out of a Tupac song, and it's still here because we didn't change our zip codes when our schools started closing and our sports teams started losing and our air started smelling like gun smoke and new money is Motown. It's a homeless man in bright colors on the corner of 2nd and Cass where music was headphones, always dancing like his imaginary check had more money on it than he expected. And yes, sometimes the suburban folks treat the city like a party they weren't invited to, leave trash, start fights, and exit before the police show up. And yes, sometimes the police don't show up. It's not perfect, but it's a city that held its place in line until God returned from an extended lunch break, a place where any person on the streets will still politely give you directions, even when they themselves beast that swallowed my brother and countless other friends and family members long before their time. But home is wherever the most of your loved ones is buried. It's a place that constantly breaks your heart and layers your skin all at the same time. It's the factory that you were built in. And on the days when you feel defective, it's the safest place to return to. So to the woman on the train in Boston who thought that I was worried, to the couple in Seattle that wanted to know if my skin has ever tasted bullet, to the people who don't know which Detroit to believe, it's a complicated story with more semicolons than periods. It's broken, but it works, and it lives, and it builds, and it's ours. Welcome to Detroit. Thank you, ELCA. I am T-Miller Poetry. You guys have been more than amazing. More than amazing. Thank you.
So that was first night that we got there. Natasha B. Miller, that was one of our favorite speakers when we were there in Detroit. Just all the stuff that she said about building up and rising up in Detroit to rebuild it, but keep what was already there. It was a really moving time for all of us. Some of these pictures are a little weird, so just bear with us. Some of them are just funny to us, so you may not get them, but... That's a lady that we saw going, what are those? This was a fun day. This is the Proclaim Story Day. We had 3 days. This is where I got to play music, Aaron got to read, and I got to usher. And we got to meet a bunch of new friends from our synod that we still talk to today. And so that was fun to get to play music with them and worship with them. It's just another picture from that day. Darren's knee that he didn't crop out of the picture. This was Ford Field, where we went at the end of every day for a show, and people would perform and sing, and that's where we saw Natasha B. Miller. It's just a very powerful place when you walk in and you hear everybody singing and the music going. It just moves you. Trying on hats in the Lions gift shop. Another one. Blanca performing. Probably one of our favorite performances.
One of his favorite.
Yeah. It was good music, definitely. This was one of the booths at the Kobo Center, where the convention center that we went one of the days. And we did little activities. So this is one where we did an obstacle course against other groups to raise awareness for different causes and stuff. This was on our service day, where me, Aaron, and Skylar went off and learned about microgreens, and we learned how to grow them. And Maya did some painting.
Yeah, so the first one's going to start out pretty much, if I can find the mouse here, Darren, this is your fault. No, because it has to be on the right thing, doesn't it? Okay. No, see, it's not. I'm attempting. Okay, I got it, guys. I got it. Okay, so the first picture that I have here will kind of explain how we were as a group. Really? There we go. Okay, so pretty much it was a lot of us smiling and then figuring out that Darren was really weird, like a lot more weird than you guys think. And it was a really fun group, and this is just the first day in the airport. Like, we woke up super early, we're super tired, but we're still smiling and excited. This next picture, I got to read a scripture. It was really fun. I was the only person that did it, so it was a little bit weird for me, but I got to go early, and we ended up, like, meeting a lot of cool people, and it was really fun. So, plus, I got to, you know, stand in front of everybody and talk, which I like to do. another one, I like to catch Darren when he looks weird, as you guys can tell. So, on the buses, when we were going places, There we go. See, you know, we were really pumped up a lot, but on the bus rides, they were really long. We would get really tired, and so often we slept, and by we, I mean Darren. And so I would catch him sleeping a lot, and so I had to get a picture at least once of him just slumped. This is the day that we did microgreens. It was a really amazing experience. Just like all the things that they had, this garden. It's a garden that they help feed people, and they help bring in people that might need a sense of community. And it's just an amazing aura and place to be. These are some people we met from Buffalo, New York, which is actually in New Jersey or something. I don't know. I learned a lot of things there. So we ended up working with them. And then later we got to present, your mouse doesn't work. There we go. Later we got to like present like what we learned and stuff. And we later like took a picture. And it was just an amazing group that we had. This is actually the area they have like housing for people that need it. And these are the areas that we sat and ate lunch together with everyone. This was a very spiritual moment for us, at least me especially, because you sat there and you literally felt God's presence. Like, I can tell you, I've had times in my life where I thought, oh my gosh, there's, you know, why is God letting this happen? What? But there, moments like this make you know that there is something there. There's just an overwhelming presence, and you know someone loves you and it's bigger than yourself. And sitting on that porch, looking out and eating watermelon that this lady just brought for us, like, no asking for it. She just wanted to care for us, and we were there trying to help her. I can't even tell you the feelings that you felt. This next picture is, again, when you're on the way back. And you have time to sleep, you're gonna sleep. So there was some bonding and there was some cuddling that we will not talk about. But me and Maya, however, we did not sleep as much. And so we ended up meeting our bishop. He sat next to us on the plane. That's a better picture because I'm really unphotogenic. And so we actually got to talk to him. He's a really nice guy. If you guys ever want to work with him, he's really amazing. And he's, you know, he kind of looks older, but he's like us. Like, he's a pretty cool guy. And so I think our synod's really lucky to have him. And it was a really cool experience to be able to sit next to him and talk to him. So that's my 2 cents. Oh, gosh, is this going to work? Okay. So one of the things that I really enjoyed was when we were in the Kobo Center, I got to do some paintings. They were running around playing games and, you know, doing all these fun things. And I got to paint some, which I really enjoy. And this was paintings that were actually going to be for boarding up the houses. And so what the really cool thing about this that I really took away from it is, so it's a tree and it's rising up, you know, it's growing and it's getting better. And we only could have one word on it, and our words were hope, joy, I believe happiness too, and faith. And so it would only be one word because we didn't want to emulate graffiti, but we still wanted to show something that was really powerful and something that would really brighten people's days. And I just thought that those were so cool. I took so many pictures of them, but I just really enjoyed that. And I thought that was such a cool idea. And people actually got to board up the houses and put them up and kind of brighten up the street while also making it safer, which I thought was really cool. My next few pictures are going to be just about the massive amount of people there. There were 30,000 people there, and it was really crazy. There was a lot of times where I was just like, wow, this is as many Lutherans that decided to come, and I know that we haven't gone the past few years, and it's like, there's a lot of churches still out there, and it's kind of crazy to just think about that much people that say that share the same faith and that just really enjoy it for, I'm sure, different reasons, but we all come together because of this one faith. And I thought that was just really amazing. And so there's Fourfield almost filled up. And this is when we're walking back. And I thought that I want to share a story with you guys. And there was this man. He was the only person that I actually saw protesting us being there, and he was just one guy, and he was saying that we were there because we were using it as a religious perk for being going places. But I just wanted, like, from that night on, I kept that in my head, and I was just like, what would I have said if I stopped and told him some a piece of my mind, basically? And I totally would have just told him that being teenagers, we are so, like, depression is all around us, and that's just one of the things that we are so susceptible to. And this being an experience that I got to go with and, like, experience, I just, being depressed is not something that I would ever think about. And the reason is because even if I would feel stuck in a situation, I know that there are so many people out there that I don't even know, but that share something with me that would totally be willing to speak with me about stuff. And I just know everybody there was such a good person. And maybe if they didn't go there for the right reasons, they're leaving it for the right reasons, because they get this experience about how to be helpful and how to understand that, yeah, if they're in a tough place, some people are in a tougher place. And if you're in a tough place, maybe fix someone else, that help someone else out, because that really helps. So I thought that was just amazing, and it was so cool seeing that much people there sharing that experience. And then the last thing that I want to talk about is painting at the garden. And we were going to paint out the garden, and we're going to put these murals that we made up on the side, up on the fence, just to kind of brighten people's day. And I think that was one of my main points that I really appreciated from going there, is because, yeah, there's a lot of stuff, but you want to make people happy and understand that there's hope out there. And so the painter that came and helped us with this, he said, so we're going to paint, and I'm not going to show you any of the other murals that anybody else did, and we're going to paint, and we're going to do it with Rise Up theme. And so I was the only one from this group that actually decided to paint. I was a little nervous about that, because I'm not as outgoing as some other people. And so being in that group was a little scary at first, but I just met a lot of really cool people, and we all decided on this one theme, and you'll be able to see it. So that's it right there. It's kind of being covered by a tree. But so we did the Detroit skyline, and then we did things growing in it, because everybody's growing up and everybody's going to experience it differently. And then we had a sun rising up and kind of clearing away the bad dark night thing. So that was it. And I just want to say thank you so much for giving us money, because this was such a good experience. And it was really cool that you guys helped participate in that and helped create that for us, because that was just really cool. So thank you so much.
Okay, is this just not going to work?
Yeah, it's harder than it looks.
Okay. So, this is like right after we got off our flight. We were very tired. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I was ready to sleep. So at the convention center, they had a bunch of little booths and stuff. And as you can see, there's a mechanical bull. And I decided that I was going to try and ride it. The results were iffy. Huh? That's debatable. Okay, there we go. This picture...
I made it put it on there. Did me and Ben decide to match?
Yeah, we all decided to match one day, so we decided to take a picture. Okay. Is it gonna... Hey.
Maya,
can you... So this was in the gift shop. You've seen pictures of in the gift shop before, but I don't know. This just shows how weird we were. It was a very fun trip. Like, we all got a lot closer as a group, I think. Yeah. So this was at the convention center. This was the Motown performance. One of my favorites.
Mars.
art. Okay, whatever. But it was just a bunch of music from Motown, and it was an amazing experience. Everyone was totally into it, I guess you could say. Good. This was at the Urban Garden, the Proclaim Justice Day, which was our service day. Yeah, thank you. So me, Ben, and Aaron, as you know, worked at the microgreens, which is this little tiny seed, and it grows really quick and it's really nutritious. So and what? Yeah, they're really easy to grow. We were thinking about doing it here. And the group we met, whatever. So I put this picture on here again because it's one of my absolute favorites. Like Aaron said, there was just something so moving, and there really was a presence of something there. And it was one of... what? It was an amazing experience, and I'd like to thank all of you for allowing me and all of us to go and make some amazing memories and meet some amazing people. Last one, can we just... No, I... Maybe we can just skip over it? Oh my God. Again, shows how weird we are. And yeah.
So I know you came to just listen to them, and I get it. It's the National Youth Gathering, not the National Youth Gathering with a couple of older folks. But I just want to say and echo what they said. Thank you so much for all of your support. Your prayers, your attending events that we put on, and of course the donations of money. Darren and I wanted this picture because they mentioned how close they got closer. And I know that some of you couldn't see, but as Darren and I were listening to them, it was truly a blessing to be with these four young people. Words will never be able to express how much they mean to us, how much it meant for us to be there and share it, and to just, I mean, our hearts swelled with pride just being with them and seeing what fine young people they are. And in all the weirdness and sometimes sassiness and tiredness and craziness, one of our favorite parts of each day was when we would gather for a meal and kind of just share what had, you know, what our thoughts were from that day's experiences. But I don't want to take up too much more time, and because I know we've got a thing to follow. But can you click on the next picture? This was at the Thrivent, had a booth at the One Cobo Center. And this hope, have only positive expectations. And that just struck me. Because Detroit has hope, and we have hope. And I don't know, it just spoke to me. And one of the other speakers shared something that doesn't just apply to people going to Detroit. It applies to our church. It applies to wherever we are. Service, any type of service, is the rent we pay for living. And that was the other thing that really struck me, because we all do service. And it doesn't have to be big like a national youth gathering. It can be service within our families, our church community, across the street, as Pastor Eric would say, or across the world to Africa or wherever. So thank you so much. And one of the songs was very special, so we have a video that was done by the ELCA that we want to play. Thank you very much.
In Houston in 2018. Hopefully Ben and Skylar will be able to go because they are young enough. they just slid in there. And then me and Maya are hoping to go together, you know, bunkmates again, and hope to go and volunteer and lead the Proclaim Justice Day like they had volunteers do that. So you'll probably be seeing us in a couple years advertising again, so just look out.
Darren and I want to be chaperones again.
Thank you guys so much.
Do the same. I want my life.